Hi, my name is Nico Kisilov. I'm with Microsoft, and this is the second episode in my Spec Explorer Basics. I will be talking about the structure of code scripts in Spec Explorer, a ML-based tool from Microsoft. As you can see on my screen, I've already started Visual Studio 2010. And I'll be creating a new project using the Spec Explorer base model wizard under Visual C Sharp test. I will click the Spec Explorer base model and I will name my solution Demo Video 2. The wizard starts and I'm asked to select one out of three possible modeling styles. I will choose static modeling. For an explanation of when to choose a static model or an instance-based model, you can check the Spec Explorer team blog in MSDN. When I click Finish, Spec Explorer will create a solution for me with three projects in it. Today I'll be focusing on the model project. As you can see, it contains two files which correspond to the main two aspects of a common Spec Explorer model. One of these files has a code extension. It's the one I'll be talking about today. The other one has a C#.cs extension. And it's known as a model program. I'll be talking about model programs in a separate video. So I'll double-click this file, config.code. It starts with a using clause. Using clauses are very similar to those in C# programs. What's interesting of this using clause is that it refers to the implementation namespace. Most identifiers in a code file refer to elements in the system under test. The next element in the code script is a config. Main here is just a regular identifier. It could be any name. One of the purposes of a config is to declare the actions that will be tested. Our model will consist of steps that are labeled with action invocations. There are two action declarations here. Let's focus on the first one. The syntax to declare an action is very similar to that of C#. In this case, an action is being declared called add. It's part of class accumulator. It's a static action. It doesn't return any value and it has a single parameter, which is an integer. The other action is also in class accumulator. It's called read and reset. It has no parameters and it returns an integer. Both actions have the abstract qualifier. Declaring an action as abstract tells Spec Explorer that it doesn't need to be resolved to an actual method in the system to be tested. It doesn't need to, but it can be resolved. The abstract keyword tells Spec Explorer to still try to resolve this action to a real method in referenced assembly, but if it cannot be resolved, not to issue an error. The other contents of a config are a set of switches. I want to focus on two of them for the time being. Given that a config is used as a base to declare several machines, I'll talk about machines in a second, these switches affect the way the machines will be explored. Here we're telling Spec Explorer that machines based on this config will not be test enabled. by default. That is, they will not be able to generate test code. Also by default, they are not suitable for exploration. So they are machines that will be used by other machines that in turn will be explored. The next element in this code script is another config. Parameter combination is the name of a config that extends config main. The way it extends it is by adding a domain to one of its actions, namely accumulator add. A where clause is added to this action for one of its parameters. Whenever action add appears in a behavior of a machine based on configuration parameter combination, the value of x must be between 0 and 2. So far, we have created two configurations, one called main and one called parameter combination that extends main. It's time for us to take a look at the machines in this script. A machine is the exploration unit of Spec Explorer. Exploration Manager, the main interface for Spec Explorer, will show a list of machines that one can explore. In order for a machine to appear in that list, it must be marked as for exploration. As I've explained, Configuration Main has a switch that sets all machines based on it as not for exploration. But this machine, Accumulator Model Program, is intended to be explored. So after its name, a pair of parentheses, meaning this machine has no parameters, then colon, and the name of the configurations it's based on, there's a where clause overriding one of the switches of the configuration in which this machine is based. This switch here for exploration is overridden and its value is changed from its default false to true. That makes this machine enabled to be explored. Besides the header of a machine declaration, the machine contains a behavior enclosed in curly braces. Behavior of Machine Accumulator Model Program consists of a single construct. Constructs are one of the mechanisms to build behaviors in Spec Explorer. The construct used here is the model program construct. It's used to build a behavior from a set of rules written in C#. That's what's called a model program. The syntax of this construct needs at least one parameter indicating which configuration will be used to validate the actions mentioned in this model program and to provide values for parameters in it. In this case, the configuration is parameter combination. Besides this mandatory parameter, a model program construct can accept some switches. The switch being used here is the namespace switch in the solution created by the Spec Explorer based model wizard. The model program is contained in this namespace, demo video 2 model, and all the rules are in class accumulator model program. Notice how even if the switch is called namespace, one can provide a fully qualified type name so that all rules are picked from one single type. At this point, we're ready to explore our first machine, Accumulator Model Program. So I'll go to Exploration Manager, I'll select this machine, and I'll click Explorer. Spec Explorer is validating the whole model and will then start exploration, and there it is. Accumulator model program is actually a machine that defines an infinite behavior. The reason is that every time method add is invoked, the value of the accumulator grows. This is the initial state, S0. If I click it and open class accumulator here, we'll see that the value of the accumulator is 0. After adding 1 to the accumulator, the new value will be 1. If I then add 2, I'll get to a state where the value of the accumulator is 3, and so on and so on. So actually the model is infinite. Spec Explorer stopped exploring it at some point, and that's why I can see an orange message saying there are 5 bounds hit, represented by orange states in exploration. And when I click one of these orange states, I can tell why Spec Explorer has stopped. In this case, it was due to a step bound. If we go back to the config.cord file, we can see that there's a switch in configuration main setting the step bound to 128 steps. That's what stopped exploration. A machine such as this that has orange states, and this message with orange background here, is actually not suited to generate tests from it because it hasn't been explored completely. It's a finite machine that generates an infinite behavior, so there is no way to fully explore it. And that's why we have to apply one of the most useful techniques to finitize a behavior in Spec Explorer, called scenario control. This same CORD script contains a machine called double add scenario. It's also based on config main, and it has as behavior an action pattern. This action pattern starts by calling action add once, it calls action add again, it then calls action read and reset, and all this behavior is enclosed in parentheses and has had operator star applied to it. Star stands for 0 or more repetitions of a behavior. This behavior can then be read as add, then add again, then read and reset, and repeat this 0 or more times. Machine double add scenario doesn't represent an infinite behavior, although it has a star, meaning repeat this behavior 0 or more times, that doesn't generate necessarily infinite states. I'll go ahead and explore it. Again, Spec Explorer will validate the model, and then the machine will be explored, resulting in this very small graph with a loop. The meaning of this graph is the same as the one of the scenario. Invoke action add with any parameter, then again, and then invoke action read and reset and expect any return value. The slash in Spec Explorer is a notation for return values. Action read and reset goes back to the first state, meaning this loop can be repeated as many times as needed. The only accepting state in this machine is state S0, the initial state, because the scenario doesn't allow stopping in the middle of the calls to add or before read and reset. It can either stop without any actions, that's the meaning of the star, zero or more, or after one or more iterations of these three calls, add, add, read, and reset. A difference between a scenario and a model program is that the states in a scenario are empty, because a scenario normally doesn't specify any values for state variables, contrary to a model program. I'll go back to the code script to take a look at the next machine. The behavior is built with the synchronized parallel composition operator. This is an operator that takes two behaviors and builds a new behavior from them. In this case, the two behaviors are two machine names. So we're combining the behavior of machine double add scenario, the loop we just saw, with the behavior of machine accumulator model program, the infinite exploration we saw first. So let's see what the exploration result of machine sliced accumulator model program looks like. What we have here is a reduced version of the infinite model program. From all possible traces in the model program, which are infinite, a subset has been chosen by the scenario. That's the process called slicing. We're taking a slice of a huge behavior and we end up having a smaller, more manageable behavior. As you can see, all possible traces in this new exploration result are invocations of action add, followed by action add, and finally action read and reset. The difference between this machine and the scenario is that this machine here has values for the parameters, the results of operations, and also if we click one of the states, there is a value for the accumulator. All these values came from the model program. So the model program is providing values for example, these parameters, 1 and 2. For the result of operation read and reset is always the value of the accumulator in its source state, and this behavior is defined as part of the model program that we haven't looked into today, and the value of the accumulator is also provided in the model program. What we have then as a result is a sub-behavior, what we call a slice of the model program, that represents a correct behavior as predicted by the model program and also selects a part of it, defined by the scenario that we used for this slicing. The assumption here is that these two adds followed by a read and reset zero or more times are what is usually called in the testing literature a test purpose. We're now ready to generate tests for this machine. The reason why we cannot directly generate test code for machine sliced accumulator model program is because it contains some choices. For example, in state 0, this machine has a choice of either calling add 1 or calling add 2. A machine from which one generates test cases is supposed not to contain any such choice. The choices have been made before generating test code. That's why we need to create another machine. This machine is called Accumulator Test Suite. Once again, it's based on the main configuration. It's marked as for exploration. And also, this is different from the other two machines, it's marked as test enabled, meaning this is a machine from which test cases are supposed to be generated. Like the first machine we saw, machine accumulator test suite, has as its behavior a single construct. But the construct this time is the test cases construct instead of the model program construct. It takes one mandatory parameter prefixed with the word for that must be a behavior. This could be a whole behavior written in line, or it can be just a machine name, as in this case. We're telling Spec Explorer that we want to construct test cases, that is, select some traces from this behavior, accumulator model program. It also has an optional switch called strategy. There are two valid values for this switch. Short tests, meaning one wants Spec Explorer to build short test sequences, or long tests, telling Spec Explorer to try to build test sequences as long as possible so that there are fewer test sequences covering all transitions in the behavior that one is building the test cases from. As said, this machine is again marked as for exploration, which means it will be listed in Exploration Manager and it can be explored. The result will have some of the traces in the source machine, and it will this time be in what is called test normal form. That is, it has no choices. The choices have already been made. One of these traces, for example, starts by adding one, then adds one again, and then calls read and reset, which, of course, should return two, because one and then one have been added to the accumulator. What one can do from this machine that cannot be done from the others is generate test code. This operation results in a C# file that has one unit test per trace in the machine for which the test cases are generated. The generated tests have been created in a file whose path one can see in the Visual Studio status bar. Okay, we're done. What I've shown today is how to understand a very simple code script. In a future episode of this series, I'll explain the contents of the model program. Thanks. Goodbye.